Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it, yes. They sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that is Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm thinking I'm ready for a little adventure!
Adventure!
It is Below Deck Adventure Day here on Crappens. We missed last week because it was the holiday. Okay?
Yeah.
The only boat I was celebrating last week was the Mayflower.
Yeah, although last week's episode was super funny, mainly because these guests that came on board, these ladies, they were just like, everything they said was like, can you get me some sweet tea? Bless your heart. Bless it. You don't have sweet tea? Bless your heart.
Yeah, they started out by doing that. Hi, everybody. Y'all want to pray with us? I was like, oh my God, it's my parents. And here we go. Everywhere you go with my parents, you could be at a Chuck E. Cheese, and my dad will be like, all right, guys, let's gather around the skee ball machine and share a little prayer. Okay. So they did that and then immediately started asking who they could fuck on the boat, which is, you know, my favorite kind of religious person. We'll say sorry later, honey. So they come on the boat and just started asking for all sorts of ridiculous shit, which some of it wasn't so ridiculous. But I'm from the South. So to me, it's not, you know, it's not crazy to ask for grits for me, but It's just cornmeal, you know, it's like ground corn, like. I don't see why it's that hard, but they are in a very different place. Okay, ladies, you can't get your grits everywhere. This is not a freeway. There's not a Cracker Barrel every 5 miles.
There's not a Cracker Barrel deep in the fjords of Norway, unfortunately.
No, you're on a small, you know, considering it's a pretty small vessel, you're basically on a barrel of crackers. Okay. You're the crackers in a floating barrel. You can't just ask for grits everywhere.
I also just love when people travel halfway across the world to order the same breakfast that they could get every day at home.
Yes. Yeah, that is something. I can't imagine traveling to Norway and insisting on fucking grits. Are you kidding me?
Right? It's like, I'm gonna fly to Turkey, and I'm gonna ask if they have Raisin Bran. I don't know. I mean, I guess Raisin Bran they probably do, but like
grits, they would go to Turkey and ask for grits. They'll just ask for that wherever they go. You know, they're just that kind of people. But I also love that the Southern people. You know, everyone on this show is not American, obviously. But most Americans are like, oh God, it's Americans. They want, you know, tequila, whatever else. But Southerners are special, you know, like they can ask for something and then everybody looks at each other like it's a foreign language. Like when she said, I'll have some sweet tea. And she said, sweet tea? Yeah, honey, some sweet tea. Sweet
tea, I'm not sure that doesn't really comprehend. It's sweet. Sweet, yes, tea. Sweet tea. Are you calling me sweetie? I'm not really sure how to take that exactly.
It's tea with sugar in it. And she tells her, it's tea with sugar in it. So she goes downstairs and she's like,
the lady up there asked me for something called sweet teas. So I'm not really sure what to do about that one.
Because I think that, because Faye thought it was like hot tea, like going to tea time. And she was confused. It like took her a while to realize it was iced tea that was very sweetened. And she's like, sweet tea. It was like this watching Face
sweet
Off.
Tea. I'm not really sure what that's supposed to be.
It's like watching Face Off when they're talking about the concept of this surgery of taking your face off. And they're like, I want to take my face off. It's like, sweet tea.
And then we had some drama with Lauren, but you know, her parents were like, we're not going to have another Lauren. We're going to have a Lauren.
We want our daughter to be in the past tense. Okay, Lauren.
So let's just hope for health and just put Ran in her name at some point. Either health or politics is going to get in there. We want Ran.
We want to ensure that she doesn't go into politics. So we're going to build into her name that her campaign happened and ended. Okay, Lauren.
Because in the South, we love just naming normal names but spelling them funny. You know, like T-I-F-I-N-E-E. Tiffany.
Or like spelling T,
S W E E T T E A. I don't know. Sweet T.
I'm just going to need a moment to go look, consult my Duolingo, if that's all right. I'll be downstairs. Sweet T. Camiseta.
So the other drama was Lauren, who they're painting to be the real bee, the head bee, Lauren. Lauren's like, I would like eggs. Oh, egg whites, scrambled. And so they bring her eggs. They're like, these are supposed to be scrambled eggs. And then they close up on Lauren's face like, what a bee wants scrambled egg whites. Who you fooling, Lauren?
Yeah, because Lauren has resting bitch face really bad. She has a really bad case of it. So what happens is when she also doesn't like to smile for very long. So she'll give like a fleeting smile and then it immediately drops down to resting bitch face. So she always looks extremely dissatisfied because she might also be dissatisfied. But she asked for her eggs soft, if I remember correctly. And then they came and they were too soft for her. So now she wanted them hardened. And of course, you know, for Jess has like trauma from a past boat where a lady wanted her eggs soft, but like perfectly so and no burns, whatever. So then Jess is like redoing these
eggs. I forgot about Jess's egg trauma.
Yeah. So she's redoing these eggs. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, there's like three deckies in the kitchen. She's like, everyone out right now. And then she like burns herself on her hot skillet. But yes. I thought, which leads us into this episode, but I thought you were going to talk about the other drama, which is that Faye went up to Lauren and was like, so did you want dinner inside tonight? And she's like, yes, that would be great. And then like an hour later, like Faye does this whole Viking centerpiece, which honestly I wasn't too crazy about because it was like a giant thing of fur that was like way too close to the plates. You know, it was like too much shedding, potential shedding to happen close to a plate. So she does this whole tablescape. And then Lauren's like, it's actually pretty nice out. So can we actually have dinner outside? And Faye's like, outside, upstairs in the, do you want to look at this tablescape real quickly to see if you still want to sit outside? Or? And she's like, outside it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, I suppose lovely. I can just move all of the things that I've set up here.
Yeah, you can move them upstairs.
Well, I suppose then I'll just move the things from here to the...
to the upstairs, to the outside.
The outside.
So she hates them. And also, you really don't have to move all that. Like, no one gives a fuck, okay? Yeah, I think that every employee on this show now is terrified. I think that is Captain Sandy's greatest gift to this show, was terrifying stews over table settings. Like, no one cares, okay? To us, I think to every normal person, this looks like really, really sad Hobby Lobby moments, you know? We're right. Like, you need to keep your kids busy, but the battery's out on the iPads. So you pull out a glue gun and some feathers and tell them to go to town. That doesn't make anybody hungry,
Okay. No, it doesn't. And then they move it. Then Faye moves everything to upstairs. And then once they're upstairs eating, Lauren's like, God, it really did get cold tonight. Oh, once that sun goes down, I didn't expect you to get this cold. You just, Faye was like,
I tried to tell you, bitch.
So, yeah, that was pretty much it. And then, of course, Jess hurt her hand, like you said, which is now the greatest tragedy to ever befall Below Deck. And I love Jess. Well, first of all, I love Jess anyway on this show. I think she's so good. And I just love how she deals with adversity by reminding you every second that she's dealing with adversity. I'll be like, so how'd dinner go? And she's like, well, dinner was wonderful. Because as the oldest, I'm used to having a stiff upper chin, and I carry on despite the fact that I have no feeling in my hand whatsoever. I might never play piano again, but at least the woman got her goddamned eggs.
I know. I was thinking about that. Like, every single anything you ask her about, she's like, she frames it like part of her heroic battle against whatever ordeal she's going through. It's like, hey, Jess, did you see Black Panther? Did you see Wakanda Forever? Well, they did have quite a severe burn on my hand, but movies must be watched, so watch them I shall. And I did, and I watched it. I thought it was very good, despite the fact that I was screeching in pain internally as I reached for the popcorn every single time. But you can't have popcorn with just one hand. You got to do both, and that's what I did, and that's what I shall do, and I will continue to do. Thank you very much.
Here's my review of Wakanda Forever. It's no left foot. Snow, my left foot. All right. There you go. Just all I'll be able to use to cook after my hand was chopped off because soft eggs loving Pudgy Loran wouldn't accept a medium egg. Thank you.
What did I think about Pretty Woman? Well, it was a fine movie, as fine as it could be for someone who's going through a burn. If I were to call it something, I'd call it Slightly Less Pretty Woman, or that would be me, actually, now that I have a burn on my hand. But, you know, movies need to be watched.
Well, I suppose it's not called Pretty Hand, is it? So, it's not like
the until they start making movies about hands with a heart of gold, I shall proceed onwards.
Mine is the oldest hand out of all of the children's hands, and it's expected to keep working, no matter the cost. I've actually used that hand to poorly light a match and start my hair on fire so I could really show these people what pain means as I make them zucchini zoodles.
I've never went so hard than the time that Richard Gere slammed a jewelry case on my fingertips right where there was a fresh burn, but comedy needs to be comedy, and I'm there to perform because I have like now entered Richard myself. Gere,
here I am performing, even though I've had a hamster shoved up my hand. Which hurts terribly.
I did, after watching Pretty Woman, I did try to handle a fresh escargot, but of course I handled that contraption with my left hand, and oop, there went the snail shell, just like Julia Roberts herself. Well, these things happen, especially if you got a burn, but so be it. Snails must be gotten into.
So we open the episode with that. She's like, my hand! My hand. And Casey's like, can we got something for Jess's hand, please? And Faye's like, oh, she hurt herself. Great, great. This is all we need right now. She's like, well, I thought they asked for soft egg, so I'll make them harder with my hand.
And then Faye is in like mother hen mode this episode. I mean, like, by the end of the episode, her hair is literally in a bonnet. And so she's like, it's okay, hen. It's going to be okay. Just give me your hand. Give me your hand. Let me put this on your hand. It's a little salve. My mother used to make it for me. It's egg white and straw. Let me put it on your hand.
But she's doing it in that way where your mom's being real. You know, like, there's no one around to see your mom. Because, like, when there are people around, your mom's like, honey, are you okay? Come here and get some hugs. Hug delivery. Oh, I've got some medicine for that cut on your finger. Does it feel better? When no one's around to see your mom. It's like, God damn it, Ronnie. Really? Again? Jesus Christ. You're doing this on purpose. You know, at some point, we're going to run out of fucking Band-Aids, and it's going to be your fault, okay? You better thank God that they invented paper towels. This is a bunch of bullshit. You know what? Get some tape and a paper towel, go to the bathroom, and call me when you're done crying. I can't anymore. I'm done with this.
So Faye is not, well, because Faye is just, yeah, so Faye is like inserting whatever thing that she has. And Jess is like, no, you can't put it on my hand right now. I'm not interested. I don't need this shit in my life. They can take their fucking soft eggs and stick it.
It's very disturbing when you can't burn yourself as a chef because there's only one of you. My job is to get food on the table. And sometimes you need to keep going despite your hands.
I can't even show him pepper, but I shall. Here's what I will do. I'll put it in my teeth and I'll just shake this peppermint until a few flakes come out.
And someone downstairs asked Lewis what happened, and he goes, she got burned. That's why she was like,
thanks, Lewis. Meanwhile, by the way, burning your hand is the where I did it like twice it last is. Year.
It sucks. Is
the worst.
Yeah, it sucks.
They also not have any aloe on this boat, though, for crying out loud. Someone put some.
Oh, there is
some,
nothing that can help you. You know, that's just a bunch of witchy shit, I feel like. When you burn your hand, you're just fucked, okay? And especially on a skillet. You know, like she was using a cast iron, I'm assuming. Ouch.
Yeah. No, I mean, I burned my hand really bad on a Pyrex. I was like, I had like these stupid pothole. I hate them. I hate them so much. I don't know why I use them. Because I have like normal ones, but the ones that sort of like fit on your fingertips, the ones that are like so cute,
oh,
they're
I hate
so small.
Those. Yeah,
it's like, isn't this cute? We made a potholder that only goes in the tips of your fingers because we're clever like that. Well, those things are fucking suck because I was making a casserole, a hot dish, a literal hot dish. It was on a sheet pan. It was like Pyrex on a sheet pan, and so I had put it on the counter to like check something, and then I had to put it back in the oven. And when I put it back in the oven, the Pyrex slid on the sheet pan and hit me right on the wrist, which was, of course, not covered because I was using the stupid motherfucking like fingertip potholders, which I'll never use again beyond opening up the toaster oven. And so I got like, it just like, was, like and it burned and it hurt so badly for like overnight. And I just kept on applying aloe to it over and over and over again. And I actually barely even got a blister because of it. So I'm all for Team Aloe.
Wow. So you're Team Aloe. Okay. I'm Team Everything's Bullshit. Okay. The only thing that's going to heal you is prayer. So she's like, my hand. Well,
let's test this out.
And then upstairs, the ladies are like, did you try the passion fruit? You know what? I asked for a less passionate fruit. This fruit is too passionate. Send it back. Send it back.
So Faye brings the harder egg.
If they could make an egg as hard as they're trying to make me with this passion fruit, we'd be on a good path.
So Lauren gets her harder egg. She's much better. So then, so now Jess is telling Captain Carey about her hand. She's like, my hand is a little burned. I burned it. It was burned. And now it's burning and in pain. But I'm going to take 5 minutes to regroup. And I shall be back because guess what? Groups don't help you when you're the only chef on board. Goodbye, regroup.
Now I'll be down in my cabin regrouping and growing a new hand. So she leaves and Carrie's like, all right, Steve, welcome to adventure. I'm going to try and help you. We need to slow everything down. Now I got yous. You want to do your job 100%. But listen, you got to piss with the dicks you got.
And Oriana goes, oh my God, I've never heard that one before. Shut up, Oriana.
So he's like, well, without the chef's hand, she can't cook food. I'm already down at Dickens. Oh, I can't be any chef as well. And so Faye's like,
well, I've got more info on the bike ride today. So you'll have Mike and Nathan with you doing whatever it is you're going to be doing up down the crazy, crazy roads with your sweet tea and your grits. It's your adventure.
I know. I was like shocked at Faye because she kept calling it an excursion. She's like, we're going to go. I have some information about your excursion. I was like, Faye, do you want to try that again from the top? Oh, apologies. I have some information about your adventure. Thank you, Faye.
So Carrie's in the galley with Jess and he's like, do you have any gloves? And she's like, well, I mean, yes, of course I've got gloves. Unfortunately, I've got a hand as big as a ham. Do you have a glove large enough to fit a ham, Carrie? Do you? And he's like, well, the thing I'm worried about is the skin is compromised and my biggest concern is the infection. She's like, well, my biggest concern is my well-being and my
Hand. I'll tell you what else was compromised. The eggs. Now, let's drop this stupid bandage and get to work. Hard eggs coming right up.
So he's going to be her sous chef. And then we cut to Oriana. She's like, oh my God, is shaking head going to be better? And Faye's like, well, she couldn't be much worse, could she? Jesus Christ.
We're talking about a Batiota, right?
So Carrie's, now Captain Carrie's like slicing chicken breast. He's like, hey, as a captain, you got to do what all jobs, you got to do a lot of odd jobs on boats. When I was in my early 20s, I ran a dive boat that was offshore. The dive crew was responsible for cooking, but they were too busy diving. So that's what I did. I cooked, which is funny because I cooked while I was diving. Lots of soggy meals.
And they're like, well, what did they think of your cooking? He's like, people got way thinner. That's for sure. So then Jess is getting all this picnic food ready, and she got the chicken salad ready, and she's sending it up with people. And then we get, you know, a scene of her icing her hand going, motherfucker, my hand. And then the guests are packing the excursion, the tender for the excursion. And Faye's like, boys, do not forget these cool boxes. Now, we need them. No, not cooler boxes. All right. Cool boxes. That's how we're pronouncing them in this episode. All right. Does everyone have two cool boxes?
Cue boxes. You know, the boxes that are really popular in high school, the cue boxes.
So they are, then they all like tumble onto the tender, including Jess, who's, and then a lady, one of the ladies is like, Miss Jess, what happened to your hand? And Jess goes, I boned myself. And they're like, oh, honey.
And then one of the ladies goes, was it while you were making Lorraine's breakfast?
I wonder if that was Charity Ann who said that, because I love that there's someone who's one of the ladies is named Charity Ann, which I like because I like to think that like her sister is named like Cool Ann or like Pretty Ann and Charity
501C Ann.
Prom Queen Ann and Charity Ann.
The gorgeous one and the giver.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's commercial.
So then they are, so now they're like, now they're going to, they've arrived at a pier because it's going to be a pier for
adventure.
And now they have to take a 45-minute journey. And so Faye is like, Faye is truly in Mary Poppins mode. She's like,
everyone, come on, let's go. Everyone get in the car. Then guess you shall go in the gray car, and the crew will go in the white car. And if anyone wants to stay with me today, I'll be hanging on the back. And if you would like to do that, you can do that. Now repeat after me. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, do. Yes, I know that is also, you know, the Sound of Music. But, you know, we welcome all the entire spectrum of the Julie Andrews repertoire.
I made your bicycle shorts with curtains. So please go ahead and enjoy your day. You can stay with me, old woman.
And Lillian's like, all right. You know, the meemaw, because she's like, I ain't getting on a fucking bike. I'm twisting turns. You fucking crazy. There ain't even a Cracker Barrel on these freeways. I'm staying here. So she thinks she's going to get to chill. But Faye's like, all right, Lillian, grab some of those glasses. Be careful with those. We're going to set up a nice picnic. Move it, old woman.
I know. All right, everyone. We're going to be heading to Trollstigen Road.
Oh, that was Lorraine's first name, Trollstigen.
Yes, well, it's one of the most dangerous roads in all of Europe, but one of the most dangerous roads, but most the scenic road that you'll ever see in your entire life. It's ziggy, and it's winding, and it's going to be scary. Dare I say, adventure!
So Faye and Jess set up to picnic and boss poor Lillian around. Lillian's just like, did we bring some sweet tea?
You need to stop with the sweet tea, dear. I'm about 5 minutes away from holding a chafer dish over your head until you stop breathing. Do you understand? No one will question me, Lillian. Not one person.
I feel like Lillian was having the time of her life. And she's like, well, no one told me I'd get to set a table on this trip. Oh, man. Now things are really exciting. Talk about adventure. I'm putting some napkins with rings on them today.
Yeah, everyone shows up and Lillian's in a bikini top, like, useful again!
So, by the way, I choose Lillian's job because I'm not biking down that road. I don't want to go, no, maybe I'd drive down it, but the only reason why I would not drive down the Trollstigen Road is because, you know, there's going to be bikers on there. So you'll have to go 1 mile per hour, which is probably good because you don't want to go above 5 miles per hour because you go flying off a cliff and die. But like, honestly, that's too intense of a bike ride for me. In case anyone was wondering, in case anyone was about to book me a trip to Trollstigen.
If we were about to gift you an excursion for your birthday. Yeah, that's some bullshit. Even driving down it, even looking at it, I was like, this is terrible design.
I was like, you know what I'll do?
I'm too judgmental for that road. I was like, this road sucks.
I know. I was like, what is the point of this road? And I looked it up on Wikipedia and it's like, Trollstigen connects this village to that village. I'm like, all of that for two villages? It's called get a boat. You know what? You know what I say? You know what I say? Abandon a village. Okay. We don't need all the villages. Okay. Enough. You know what? If I want to see that road, you know what I'll do? I'll turn on a car commercial. Okay. Because clearly they all filmed right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about this? It's called 3 p.m. on a Sunday during football. I'll turn on a Ford Ranger commercial. Okay. Now I've seen the road.
I went down that road. I was the first person to go down that road. I was the greatest person to go down the Steelhurgen Road. Okay, that's it. No one can compare. You know what? I'm sorry you can't go down the road as good as I went down the road. But seriously, like, no one even wants to go to the village because they don't want to look like inferior to me as I went down that twisty road. That's it, Cheetah Brand. Anyone else goes down there is the Cheetah Road Brand. That's it.
Bethany Frankel has moved from cosmetic reviews to road reviews. I would love Bethany's road reviews.
On TikTok.
That's it. You know what? I went down this road. I thought, you know what? It's a nice road. Look at the road. Like, what could be wrong with it? Could see from A to B. You know what? Fuck B. I don't even want to get to B after this road. This, you know, road, it's like one big pothole. Okay.
You know what? I-10, congratulations. You go across the country. You know what else goes across the country? A plane. So don't think you're so special, okay? I-10, more like I'm a 10, you're a 7. Okay? You're definitely not a 10.
So, back on the boat, clean. And Casey and Oriana are working, and Oriana's like, dinner, headshake is going to be wicked late. So we need a plan. So maybe I could do this stuff and you can like do housekeeping because like plans are important. And when Faye is gone, there has to be a plan. Plus, like, Casey is a third stew. We all know that Casey's third stew, right? Headshake.
So then back on land, Lillian's still like making this table for Faye, and Faye's putting out, she's like,
Lillian, would you help me put out some Faye's?
Sure, just I hope they get back from Lauren Road soon. I'm sorry, did I say Lauren Road? I meant Trollstigen Road. Sorry, it's just easy mix up for me.
So Faye's like,
oh, Lillian, I love having you about. You can be my second stew.
And Lillian's like, oh, thank God. Meanwhile, Faye won't make either one of the other girls a second stew. But here comes Lillian with a decent fucking silver roll up, and she's got it made.
Hey, you know, sometimes it's just in the way you do it. So now Jess, meanwhile, is like, one question I'd like to know the answer to. Lillian, you are involved in this. Where is the other kill box? The one that looks like this one. The one that represents the torture in my life. Where is it?
Lillian's like, well, shoot, I don't know.
It's like, well, there are two cooler bags, so I'm not really sure where the other one is, but surely there's another one because there were two. There were two coolers.
And then we see the clip of Faye saying,
Mike, please do not forget the second cooler. Do not forget it, Mike.
And Mike's like, and then cut back. And Jess is like, we're an hour away from the boat. If I don't have something, I'm screwed. It's not here. It's not here. All right. Radio, 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 Jess, Jess, radio, radio. My hand. Has anyone seen the Cula? The Cula bag.
If I miss anything, I'm already screwed. It's not like I can get anyone to... Hold on, let me put my hand in front of my chest so everyone understands this joke. Lend me a hand. I already did that. Thank you. That was.
It's hard to have humor when your hand is in such disrepair, but humor must exist no matter the pay.
Sure, I've bombed at many open mic nights, but I'll tell you where I've really exceeded. Open heart nights, because I'm vulnerable. I've been burned.
So Jess is radioing the guys going, quick question, did you guys take two Cula boxes? And then we see the GoPro on Mike's camera and he's just like, like, the Cula boxes, Michael, the Cula box. What? I'm not sure what you want from us about it. What? Cula box.
Are you joking right now? Are you really this big of an idiot? The only person who's more idiotic than you is me for having this conversation with you and for placing a hand on a hot skillet. Sometimes I wish it was your face, but it was my hand, and that's the card that I have been given in life. Goodbye to you, dear sir.
That hand has everything I could possibly need in my life. Well, except for a hand, of course. Now, what are you going to do? Call Mr. Delivery? No, it's not an option. Where the fuck is my fucking Cula box? I can't do anything without my Cula box. Oh, here it is in the car, everyone.
Oh, yes.
Yes, oh, here it is.
Yes, it turns out it was in the most expected place it would possibly be. The car that it arrived in. Yes, 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 yes.
And she goes... Well, apparently two blondes can't organize a picnic. Now, Faye just looks at her like,
bitch, are you kidding me? Not only am I doing this all on my own, I'm training a senior workforce over here, and you're going to make a blonde joke?
Please, Faye, call Mr. Delivery and tell him no need. We found the box. So, meanwhile, the bikers are just biking, and we hear Loran go, this is actually an adventure.
Oh, good job, Lauren. You're using the brand of the show, but now this time say with more passion.
Adventure.
There we go.
Faye so, just calling in to tell her that.
Now everybody's taking selfies, and Nathan's like, everybody give me an A. And they're like, hi. A. Hi. Hey, give me your dick. It's like, whoa, lady. Back off of Nathan, please, ma'am.
Yeah, there's that one lady who's really hot to trot for Nathan. She, like, actually last episode, she basically cornered him and sat on, like, a ladder and was like, so, you into older ladies? Huh? It's like, Mrs. Robinson starts playing in the background.
Yeah. She's like, hey, you got somebody? He's like, no, you know, I'm keeping it pretty single right now. She's like, how come? It's like, whoa. And isn't that the lady whose son is on board?
Yes.
Yeah, she's cougaring out. I love it.
Yeah. So there's more cleaning, and then Lewis is talking to Captain Carey, and he's like, do you have any good weather channels? He's like, yes, I certainly do. It's called the Weather Channel, you idiot. If you turn on the TV, it's right there.
Actually, nothing works out here. That's the secret. It's all crap. Nothing is what it says it is. And Lewis is like, well, no, but look here. It says that, oh, God, the weather just changed here. Told ya.
Oh, no. It looks like we're going from overcast to lightly drizzly. Oh no.
So now they're like, now it's 5:04 and Jess is setting up the picnic and her charcuterie board is finally coming together and she goes, I hate picnics, but this one is actually turning out okay, despite the fact I've burned my hand.
So then back on the bikes, Mike is like, oh yeah, watch out, lady, because that one could send you right over those cliffs. This will be the last thing you ever did. She's like, hey. You're not Nathan. Who is this person?
I am the real Trolls Dejan.
Fucking Mike.
So meanwhile, Lillian's still doing the napkins. Now, God bless Lillian. God, she is just so wonderful. She is in her element. She is in mom mode, but she's been working on those napkins for a long time. Girl, you have 7 napkins to fold, okay? It should have been done 20 minutes ago.
So glad Lillian is here. You're a star, Lillian, a star.
And so everybody arrives, and they're hungry for lunch, and someone goes, oh my God, charcuterie. So is that a chutney there? And Jessica goes, actually, it's a local berry like a jam. So a chutney? Is it a fucking chutney? Okay.
We call those jelly grits. So, so now
lady the- goes, I'm sorry, but one lady goes, wow. I'm about to eat a potato in my mouth.
It's a rutabaga, but go on, knock yourself out.
It's a rutabaga, and that's your ear. But please keep on, grits lover.
I just would like to mention that the chutney, or, you know, the local jam with berries, has been sweetened with my blood.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, what'd you do all day, Lillian? She's like, I did the table. Look at this. I did the table. I did near everything on here. Like, wow. Someone found use for Lillian. Like, geez, bitches. People are so mean to Lillian.
They're so mean. So now the rain is coming in, and they didn't bring umbrellas, of course. And so they're like, the deckies are trying to get some last minute umbrellas. There's like a little store. So Nathan's trying to buy umbrellas. They don't have umbrellas. And the guests are starting to get mad because it's raining, but it's not raining hard. It's just sort of like lightly drizzling, which is still not ideal. But Lauren is like, I'm really not liking this getting wet. I don't like it at all. Oh, Lauren, honey, if you're talking about your hair, no man has ever liked and no man ever will. So just live a little bit, okay?
Listen here, Trollerstein. Once you get off customer service with heaven, let us know. And the guy, the son, is like, I'm about to do a rain dance. Like, you know that brings rain, right? Please go home. Please just go home.
I'm going to do a drought dance. Now, that doesn't sound good either.
Well, I hope my mama gets fucked. Okay, both of you now. Both of you get on.
Okay, Rumpelstiltskin. So, so now Nathan's like, Nathan has sourced some garbage bags, and he's like unfolding them. I guess gonna do some sort of weird tarp issue. He and Mike are gonna hold them over the guests, which is weird because they're garbage bags. It's really only one per person, so I guess there's not enough people to cover all the guests. But I don't know. So Faye's just watching this. She goes,
"Oh, hey guys, what are you doing?"
And Nathan's like, "He's like, well, we're gonna hang these over the guests. I think it'll be really good." And she's like,
"The idea of draping garbage bags over my guests' heads." I don't want to tell them that they're doing something stupid, but I don't think there's an ounce of common sense in between them.
Sorry, my hand, I touched something.
There's a lot of stupidity around here.
So Nathan's like, hey, anybody want to go under the cover? And they're like, no, no, thank you. And so he's like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we do some shots? Say, hey, and they're like, hey. And so, of course, right when they get up to leave, the rain stops, and Lauren takes that as a personal, you know, diss. She's like, fucking rain.
I'm writing
with me.
I'm writing a letter to the manager of Odin, okay? Dear Thor, stop raining when I'm visiting your land. Thanks. Signed, Lauren.
Lauren. So they go back, and everyone starts changing for dinner because, you know, it's vacation. It's like one meal, get ready for the next meal. So Faye's telling Nathan,
all right, I'm going to need you to get some life into the party tonight. Can you get them to dance without putting plastic bags over their head and suffocating them? You know, stay in your lane, Nathan, is what I'm trying to say. Do it shirtless. Do something sexual, shirtless, no plastic bags around. Unless it's on your penis, which you might need around that horny mother over there. So, this warning.
Listen, I don't mean to infantilize you or to undermine you anyway, but can you do that, your little dance, your little cute dance that you do? Can you do that for them, please? Your little adorable dance? I'll give you a special snack afterwards. Thank you.
So Jess is like, I'm like, how do I get through this? Being the firstborn, I've learned not to ask for help. People say I'm a control freak, but at this moment, I have no choice. It's a hand or it's not a hand. But someone's getting dinner. Where's my cula?
Burning my hand really brought up a lot of trauma I have about being an older sister and having to do some things for myself. Anywho, so now the one lady goes, that now the ladies are outside having cocktails, and she's like, "Chef is so tired right now, I'm sure." And another lady's like, "Well, her poor hand. Oh, poor, bless her hand. Anyway, could we have the chef come up here and juggle some things for us? We just want to see if she can do it.
Get the chef up here. I want her and me to show everybody our secret handshake."
And then
damn,
we see a shot of
baby, damn by the roller coaster, sweet, sweet baby.
And then we see Lillian on her cell phone, and she's doing the most mom-like check of her emails of all time. There's something about moms that when they check their emails, what they do is that, of course, the glasses come on, and then the cell phone goes, they hold the cell phone right around like mid-chest level, and then like scrunching the neck all the way down. There's something like let me just lower my chin as far down as it can possibly go because it's time to read an email. I don't know why every mom does that. Oh, excuse me, 1 second. Oh, all right, now I'm in position. I can read my emails now.
My mom is on this group text with all her friends, so it's going off all day and all night, you know? And you know that she gets a text because she turns her volume all the way up and she uses this ringer. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Like the ducks. I resent all of her friends now because I'm like, why would you do this to me? Why?
I guarantee Lillian has that like bike horn sound like that. And you know what her ringtone is. She has the old timey telephone ring where it's like at like 400 decibel, and it always goes off in the middle of a show.
So then Oriana is talking to Nathan in the mess and about, you know, like, well, there's like one man down, but you can get the gas riled up, can't you? You should get him riled up. And so Faye's like, okay, everyone, can I ask you something? Trollis thing, are you having dinner inside? And she's like, yes. Are you sure about that? Now, I'm not saying it sarcastically. I just want to make sure that I'm not having to carry an entire Viking art installation to the outside if you are going to eat on the inside.
Well, I think that we all saw with your road. Your road has many switchbacks, and we want to make sure that does not extend to dinner locations. So, are we confirmed for interior, please? Because I found some tchotchkes in the basement of this boat, and I'd like to put them on the table and make it seem like it's a tablescape. Thank you.
So then Casey's like, oh my god, do you know what I forgot? Oh, the captain's laundry bag. And Oriana's like, how can we make that not happen? Because it's the second day in a row. So
Casey's like, when it comes to like Oriana and I see us as equals, but we do like the same job. But Oriana's very calculated, and she's thirsty for power, and she wants credit, and I have to watch out for her.
Yeah, and then it just shows Oriana eating chips bitchily while she scrolls through her phone.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
For a Crappens commercial.
And now everyone's getting dressed for dinner, and Carrie's like, now listen, Jess, I'm going to leave Nathan to help you out tonight. She's like, what time do you have to be down, Nathan? God, you'll be hella useful. Look at you with both of your healthy.
Tonight, I would like to make something that makes the women feel warm. So I'm going to make halibut, because as a child, my childhood pet was actually a halibut. We would sleep together in the same bed at night, all night long, that halibut flapping away, trying to get a breath of water. But, of course, it was in my bed. So nothing brings me warmth like a halibut, and hopefully the same extends for these women. Also, zoodles.
I just need to push through the pain and make dreams come true. So everybody's wearing denim for some reason. They all had like denim shirts. They're like, guys, it's denim shirt night. Okay, that's the thing. Everybody wear a denim shirt. Like, okay, Mom, I'm doing it. So they all show up, and Faye's like, yeah, the table's ready for you. The inside table we agreed to. Do you remember that, Lauren?
So they all sit down. They're like, well, look at that. Look at all those little antiques. It looks like an antique. Hey, is that just a ranch? Wait, and that's a, there's a hammer. Did someone leave a toolbox on this? Mike's like, sorry, ladies.
Mike's like, excuse me.
Strohsiegen wants his tools. Tools bad. Guess good.
So Lauren is like, cheers. This is real good wine. And Oriana goes, that means a lot coming from you. So then they get their halibut served over lemon risotto, and we get the obligatory, oh, this chef is wonderful. Can I take her home?
I know, that's the new thing. Can I take her home? We also get some insight from Lauren, who says, I do love turquoise. Mm-hmm, I do love turquoise.
Bold.
So,
bold
then we have
Lauren.
And then we have this weird scene with Lewis and Mike in their bunk. And Lewis is like, I didn't piss today. And Mike's like, oh, I pissed 4 times. He's like, no, but I didn't piss today because I've been working so hard. It's like, oh, well, I've been peeing all night. What I'm saying is that I worked all day. I didn't drink. I didn't piss. I just worked. I'm like, Lewis, this man, he biked down Trollstigen. He biked down his face today, okay? Stop trying to one-up him with your work.
Yeah, really weird piss conversation. And then the phone, Lillian's phone rings, and they're like, Lillian, is that your phone? Gosh, Lillian's phone is ringing more than anyone else's on this trip. We got some gentleman callers. Lauren's, of course, all bitter, you know?
Yeah, Lauren also says, because it's like 11 o'clock, and Lauren goes, I have literally never eaten this late in my life. I was like, well, that explains your personality. You've never eaten at 11 o'clock before, ever, in your life, Lauren?
God, rob yourself of joy much, Lauren?
No, poor thing. Gosh, someone get her to a late-night diner, for crying out loud. There's a whole world of late-night eating that she's missing out on.
So, then it's time for Faye to be like,
Nathan, time for your special dance. Take off your shirt, Nathan. Do it. Nathan, take it off. Squat. Squat, Nathan. Let me see you do that dance, Nathan. Yeah, do it, Nathan.
So he is shirtless and rawr. He is so hot. And it's just funny to me that, like, Oriana has eyes for Lewis and Casey has eyes for Mike, sort of. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Nathan is ready, but Nathan's like gorgeous, and you guys are going for Trollstein and James. James, what's his face?
Yeah. So Faye's like, the end goal is a good tip. So fingers crossed, give him good tip. So he goes out and he's like, ladies, you want to do some shots? And he's like, hey, ladies, would you like to take some shots? And the horny lady's like, I'll take your shorts.
That's what you said. Shorts, right? Put an R in it. Become shorts. Guess what? I've got an R in my name. I could put my R in you. What do you think about that? Okay. Okay. Can I get an A?
So Faye's like, Nathan, that just nailed the whole charter. Now please go literally in the whole charter. Mummy needs a new pair of shoes. Come on. Go on.
So Then Oriana's like, the women are sort of retired to their rooms, and Oriana goes by, and the horny lady is like, "Hey, Oriana, we were just talking about your question. There's Mike, there's Nathan, there's Lewis. Of the three of them, who's your favorite?" And Oriana's like,
"I think Lewis is my favorite."
"Oh, yeah. I thought Lewis would be your favorite. You seem like the top that'd be really attractive to a late night TV host." Yeah.
I like how the lady was so judgmental. She goes, "Oh, yeah, I thought he would be your favorite." She goes, "Why?" "Because he's more
refined."
"Yes. Yes. Thank you for coming up with the word for that." And she's like, "Well, I have to spend more time learning about his soul, of course, but I really like dating people in positions of power. And so he's sad. A bosun." What is wrong with her?
What is, I mean, I understand, like, when what's her face, fake Lindsay on Winterhouse said, "I like men who are powerful," but saying, "I like dating people in positions of power," for crying out loud.
It's creepy. It's 2022. You know, can we just put that to rest already? So then, Oriana, yeah, she wants to learn his soul. And so the producer's like, "So have you dated other bosuns?" And she's like, "Only captains."
Now I see why she's on stilts. She's upwardly mobile. So, it's the morning, and Lewis is ordering epaulets because his were wrong. And so he asks Oriana, he's like, "It's like, your epaulets, are the epaulets all right in the interior?" And she goes, "Well, I only have one stripe." And he goes, "Oh, so your epaulets are wrong. I'll order us both the right ones." She's like, "Well, whatever."
Yeah, she goes, "Oh, okay." So the anchor, which, lady, no one gave you two epaulets, okay? And I don't know if Lewis really knows that or not, but it is kind of funny because he likes her, you know?
Yeah. He's
trying to get her those stripes.
Yeah, exactly. So now anchor's coming up, and they have time to go to Frozen Belt Marina. And then there's a lady named Carrie who's like, "I'm ready for breakfast. Can I have some fruit?" So Jess's like, "I shall warm up the bacon and the pastries, and I will take great care not to burn them the way I have burned my hand.
I have no choice but to carry on with my job. Let's get this
warming up
party started."
"I have no choice. I've seen terrible things at war. I've seen things that no person should ever have to see. Limbs torn asunder, blood, guts, eyeballs falling out. But I have no choice to go forward and heat up some French toast."
So they just start piling all this food on Carrie, who's the only person awake. She's like, "Okay, yeah, I did want some fruit. Okay, sure, bagels. Okay, croissants. Okay, eggs. All right." It's like burying this poor lady under a table of food.
"Order up for troll siege." "No, that's not me. You can't see my face. You're getting me confused now."
So then Carrie and Lewis are in the bridge or the wheelhouse, whatever. That's the same thing, right? The bridge at the wheelhouse?
I think so.
God, I still don't know after all these years. So they're talking, and Lewis is like, any luck with getting help yet? And Carrie's like, "Well, it's a small industry. I've looked at lots of CVs, but here's the thing. I can look and say, that's a good name or a bad name. Move on. You know why? Because this isn't just today at the office. This is a goddamn adventure!"
He's like, "Don't worry. Every charter is going to get better and better and better. Isn't that the way? Isn't that what we've always learned on Below Deck? Things always get better." So now all the women are downstairs and they're eating, and then someone's like asking if their suitcases are ready yet. So Casey basically notifies the deck guys that they want their suitcases for packing and everything. So Mike and Nathan are like, "Okay, cool, we'll go down and do it." They ask like Lewis, but Lewis is like, "I'm busy. I'm too busy right now." And Nathan's like, "Well, man, shit, I got to take a shit right now real quick." So like, okay.
This whole storyline. Okay, so Nathan has to go poop. So he's like, "I'm going puke." So he leaves, and then Loran is like, can't really do anything without a suitcase. So I'm going to need a suitcase. That would be, is it sweet tea? Is that what you're going to put chocolate? Suitcase. Okay. So Oriana's like, I'll call them. I will call them right now. So she's like, deck crew, any update on suitcases? And Nathan's like, no, Mike's like, well, when he gets out of the bathroom, I'll do it. But it's too many jobs right now. I can't really do much because it's just me here. So I'm just going to sit here and eat some toast while Nathan shits. I can't make Nathan shit faster. Can't do it.
Me, Trostigen. Trostigen, one person. One person. No luggage. Trostigen, can't, alone.
Me, I'm going to eat some toast. I'm going to eat some toast and wait. So Casey sees all this going down, and she's like, I don't know how much brain capacity they can use on Doc, but they should use more.
So Nathan, there's something about this bathroom that's in Nathan's room, because it's somehow like where everything goes wrong. Because Nathan has been in there like a long time. Okay.
They have like a timer on the door. It's like 12 minutes, 17 minutes.
It's like 14 minutes in, and some girl's like, hey, did you get your bag yet? And this woman, Christy, goes, no, because apparently it takes about an hour to get your suitcase around here. So now it's 18 minutes in. So now he flushes 18 minutes. Look, I'm not unfamiliar with needing to have a little bit of time in there. But when you're on the clock, like, there are ways to speed up this process. This should not have been longer than 8 minutes. I'm going to tell you that right now. This was an 8-minute poop.
It's an 18-minute pooper, okay? So then everyone's changing. They finally get the suitcases out or whatever. So then they change into their wives to say bye, but it's time to dock. But can we do it? Because last time the boat stopped working. But Lord, we're all going to die. Adventure. And we made it. You know, everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's great. So now everyone lines up for their goodbyes. Everyone cuts off the gay. All of a sudden, it's like, everything was fantastic. And he gives like these really aggressive like hugs that are like, sway, left, right, left, right, left, right. I was like, okay, whoa. And so Loran is like, well, thanks. You guys made us feel safe, if not well fed. So thanks for driving us. Bye.
Thank you for showing us this land without grits or textured eggs. We really had a good time. Also, my mother has not stopped doing pantomimes of rolling napkins. So thanks for that.
Thanks for giving my mother something to harp over me for the plane ride back to South area of America that we come from. Okay. Can't wait to hear that. Hey, what were you doing while I was actually working on our vacation? Oh, you were riding a bike? Oh, wow. Well, that's typical Loran. Lazy Loran, not helping with the napkins like mom does. Thanks a lot, crew. Thanks a lot.
So, cleaning time. So they're cleaning, and Faye sees Lewis. So she's like,
Lewis, are we getting a stew anytime soon? Because I just quickly read an email from the uniform guy that mentioned something about, and he's like, oh no, we're just getting new epaulettes. She's like, oh, but you ordered a stew epaulette, is that correct?
And she's like,
so Oriana said she only had one stripe. Is she your second?
Lewis says that. Lewis, he's like, yeah, Oriana said she only has one stripe. I mean, she's your second, right?
She says, well, I'm aware that Oriana wanted to be the chief stew position, or the second chief stew, but trust is absolutely everything to me, and matching hairstyles and matching makeup, and I made up my mind that we weren't going to be the second or third this or that. We were going to work together as a team with matching hair and matching makeup, and the fact that Oriana has gone to the bosun about it, and they've done something behind my back, is I'm absolutely livid.
Last time I tried to tell her how to put on lipsticks.
So then they're at tip meeting, and Carrie's like, all right, guys, we're still fine-tuning the machine. We started with guests. We expected to be different. Fantastic job, interior. You were on the interior, doing interior things, washing, wiping, moving your hands around. Exterior, you were doing similar things, but on the exterior. You were a man down. You still did it. Chef Jess, like the baby from the well. Only one hand. How's she gonna climb up out of that well? Well, Jess, you're still down the well. But what I hear is the food is fine down that well. Good job, Jess.
And what of Mr. Delivery? Do we not hear laudits for him? And Mr. Uniform Delivery Man as well. Come on now, Captain Carey. So the shitty tip.
Yeah, it's a shitty. Well, I mean, it's 15 grand. How many days were they there?
Well, they were the last crew, the last charter gave them 20 grand. The good news is that they're a person down. So they're still going to work. It'll work out well per person. But it was a shitty tip. So, Faye's like,
well, I did everything I knew that I could do to possibly entertain these women. I mean, I personally thought it was very entertaining when I told them to go through the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. We did that for hours.
And Nathan's like, I don't know whose fault it is, but it's not my fault. They love me. They really love me. And so they all give a cheers. And Carrie goes, ah, taste like freedom. Now, tonight we're having an awesome night aboard the vessel because another group comes on tomorrow. So splooge in your cabins, everybody. All right? All right. Thanks for coming.
So now it's more cleaning and more cleaning and more cleaning. And everyone's just, it's just lots and lots of cleaning. And then so now Casey, it's the evening. Everyone's done cleaning. And Casey is making drinks. And she's not only making drinks, she's making drinks with Aquavie, which of course made me think immediately of Caroline Fleming, who poured it for the women of Ladies of London, and that she forced it on everyone and goes,
is that not the most wonderful flavor? Who's this not the most wonderful flavor you've had, Aquavie? Is that the most wonderful Danish flavor you've ever had in your life? Is that not the most wonderful thing you've ever had? No?
How lucky are you to have me pour you Aquavie?
should we do a Clear the Phlegm for old time's sake? No. So now they're drinking. It's 50 degrees outside, and Olivia wants to go into the hot tub. I'm not Olivia. I mean Oriana. I wrote Olivia, and she's like, "Let's go in the hot tub." And I'm gonna make a sex video, Lewis. And Faye has. She's like, "Well, it's raining outside, and I don't want to ruin this perfect Melanie Griffith Beverly D'Angelo hair, so I'm gonna put on a shower cap." So she comes to the hot tub looking like a 1920s synchronized swimmer.
Yeah, she's like, this would be hilarious. So she comes in that, and Mike's like, before I hop in, does everyone have towels? I want to get us some towels. Everyone stay right there. I'm getting some towels.
Trust, Dijon. Scared of water. No. No. No hot tub for Trust, Dijon.
Casey makes some more drink. And so then Faye asks Oriana, she's like,
so, Oriana, did you make more epaulets? No. But you asked him for epaulets, is that correct? Because there were epaulets ordered for you. So why did you order them, Lewis, if she didn't ask for them?
And he's like, because mine should have 3 stripes, and it has 2. And I know one of your stews should have 2 stripes, and it has 1. So I ordered the proper stripes. That's what I did.
And Faye goes, who? And Lewis goes, Oriana, she's your second stew, right? And so now Faye's really mad. Now, by the way, I mean, Oriana is like a clear, like self-professed social climber. And she admits to it. And then she does it even more by the end of the episode. But in this case, I thought Lewis was being sneaky because this was actually more of Lewis who was like, you know, who did this than Oriana. Because we saw the interaction or he was like, hey, do you have like, what's any weird things with your stripes? She's like, well, I don't have one. I only have one. And he's like, okay, I'll order you some. She's like, okay, like whatever. And like, but Faye thinks it's more like Oriana was like, could you do me a favor? Could you get me some epaulets? Cause I only have 1 stripe. So I actually am like, I kind of feel like Lewis is fucking over Oriana a little bit right here.
Oh, no, hell no. No, he's not. I mean, he is starting it, but she's like, okay, sure, give me 2 stripes. She knows that she doesn't have 2 fucking stripes. That lady told them they're not doing that. They're going to be on an even playing field and all work as a team. So she knows damn well she doesn't have those stripes. She knows it. Well, but I'm just saying he is being the one who's like, yeah, I'll just get him for you. I'm playing dumb. Like, what? I had no idea what I was doing. As if she hasn't complained to him 10 times that she wants double stripes, you know.
So anyway, so Faye is pissed off. Faye does not like this at all, and so she's like, she hates like the manipulation that's going on here. And then Lewis, by the way, here's another strike against Lewis. He goes, I wish Kyle were here, he'd call me Deck Daddy. I was like, you're the only one in the history of Kyle, including probably his family, that has ever said I wish Kyle were here. And by the way, we didn't even talk about this on Take a Seat this week. Kyle was arrested last week because he ran onto the field during, I think, a soccer game and he was arrested. So
didn't he like punch a cop trying to get away?
And he punched a whole thing. He's just a country boy. Can't take the boy out of the country.
So dumbass. So then let's see. So Lewis is like, oh yeah, I wish Kyle was here. So then Oriana's like,
you know what? You're like a dude. Like, Casey, you're hot. And like, if I was a dude, I'd be like, that's how hot you are. That is totally how hot you are right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Faye now, like, her revenge on Oriana is that she's going to compliment Casey. She's like,
Casey, that's a beautiful bikini that you're wearing. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What a beautiful girl you are.
And I think this is what Mike says, but does he go, yeah, what color are your eyes? I have that color in my underwear.
No, he goes, what he said was, what color are your eyes? Dark, dark brown. And she goes, poop colored. He goes, I have that on my underwear. She goes, are you joking? So it's actually so worse than what you said, because it's actually made explicit by by Casey, and he really doubles down on it.
Yeah, that Mike's like, I don't know why I'm single. I just don't know. So Lewis and Oriana are now left alone in the hot tub because everybody else is like, why are we in a hot tub in the winter with people we don't like? Bye. Mm-hmm. So they leave. And Lewis is like, I guess I'll get up now. And she's like, no, come back. Come back, everybody. I don't want to fuck Lewis tonight. It's not appropriate. Oh, my God. It's like we're in a porno, right, Lewis? And she's like bending over the edge of the hot tub. Awful. God. And he's like, I'm not that kind of guy. You know, I like to take a girl on a walk on the beach and see if there's a connection.
Shut up, Lewis. He is James Gordon. This fakery. So then meanwhile, downstairs, Nathan's just like in his bathing suit still in the face. Like,
Nathan, could you put on a dressing gown or something warm? Because I really don't want my crew getting cold. It's cold out there, Nathan. Please.
Please take off your shirt. It will keep the crew warm, too, Nathan. Ooh, you really nailed that, taking off your shirt, Nathan.
So then Lewis is like, so he starts making out. Oriana's got her feet massaging his neck and touching his ears. And he's like, well, let's just say there's things going on under the bubbles that people can't see. I'm enjoying myself, but it is escalating quickly. And then they start making out.
Flatulence. By the way, I just want to clarify. Flatulence. I'm farting in this hot tub quite a bit.
Oh God, it's actually Mike. Mike, get out of the hot tub. I was like,
trust you, Jin wet. So so Lewis and Oriana are making out, and so Casey and Faye decide to go on to the dock to have a smoke. And so now Faye's like in a old-timey raincoat or something. It's not an old-timey raincoat, it's just like in my mind, it's like a raincoat from the 40s. She's like, in my mind, she's like dressed like Madeline. So she's like,
I don't know what the fuck is up with Oriana today. She needs a little fucking something.
Yeah. And Casey's like, well, but you know, she's into that like whole power of position thing, you know?
Yes, but you know, it's obviously very important to Oriana. She's going to cozy up to Lewis for another stripe. That's pretty desperate, wouldn't you say?
And Casey's like, no, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
But Faye's just got a bitch to Casey. And then we cut back to Oriana, and she's like, babe, I want 3 stripes.
And Lewis is like, no, well, you are 2 stripes, dude, and I'm a 2-stripe deck. She goes, oh, just watch. Watch me get 3 stripes, baby. Just watch. And then Faye is like, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing, Ronnie. But don't be conniving. I'm a nice person, but don't fuck with me. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Oriana's like, let me come into the season acting like a villain on a CW soap. Like, who says that? Watch me get 3 stripes, baby. Just watch.
Yeah, baby, I'm going to get it. You just wait.
Her character will be played by Michelle Trachtenberg in 2004.
Wow. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Adventure.
What a wild and rollicking time that was an adventure. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll be back with more recaps later this week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna. Rockland, you. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby. It's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.